happy birthday to art. Yes, art was invented or birthed a million years ago, apparently, on this day, January 17th. And we celebrate it every year, especially here at CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca. Hello, my name is Pura Draculea. Some people know me as Maclu, and I am the host normally of the Vampire's Ball, but I also like doing some weird noise material on my own and some interesting mashups, and I will be playing those for you for the next hour. So you won't hear my blathering, but I have a sonic birthday present for art. First track up, Austin Vitus. After that, another noise piece of mine called Dream Come True. A sonic sampling thing called Tim's Beneath My Feet. And then I thought of all the times when I used to sub for a classical music program at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning years ago here on CITR. And times when I would be at church and things like that, a lifetime ago, past life. And that caused me to sort of think and create a mashup, which I've called the obvious thing to do. And if we have time, we'll hear a little ditty called Lord of the Flies at the end of this hour. So, I guess I'll give my standard content warnings, but if you have sensitive ears, you probably don't listen to anything I say anyways. So, here we go. Why don't we get right into it? Happy birthday, Mr. Art.
The bird. Everything. both equally confining and they're both equally confining and confining and confining and confining and
Spider-Man.
He is willing to prostrate himself before his God without inquiring whether they are worthy of doing so.
Didn't you bring it? Don't get strung out by the way I look. judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. It'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. It'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. It'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic.
The thoughts not worthy of the load of evil which may make the world work. Thus freedom comes only to those who no longer ask of life that one should yield them anything. The personal faith to the subject and the going based upon although the necessity of renunciation is evident in the existence of evil, yet Christianity in preaching has shown a wisdom exceeding that of the Promethean philosophy and the fire must be admitted that the things we desire are sovereign, though they prove impossible, are yet real good.
In fact, I get more intolerant by the day. I just find it more and more difficult to tolerate assholes. As my tolerance decreases, their numbers seem to increase. Every day there's more and more of them, and every day I have less and less patience. I'm not a mere bigot, but I certainly don't cut any slack to anyone on the merit of their status as an oppressed minority. Your people were enslaved? Tough luck. The white man stole your land? Too fucking bad. Your fair sex is plagued by date rape? Grin and bear it. These days everyone has a sob story, and frankly, I don't care. It's no excuse for being an asshole. We live in the age of the excuse. We live in the age of the asshole. They're everywhere. They come in all shapes, all sizes, all colors. Why should I tolerate any of them? Why should I tolerate anything I don't care for any length of time? Why should I pretend it's okay? I don't like assholes. Don't like talking to them. Don't like talking about them. Don't like knowing them. Don't like knowing about them, or their thoughts, or their deeds. Assholes are like bad ideas. You let even a single one into your life, it can begin to ruin things. It can destroy what's good and foster much that's bad. And I tolerate that. Tolerance was a virtue once. No more. There aren't enough hours in the day to tolerate all the assholes. To tolerate all the indignities hurled your way and still be able to live a decent life. Perhaps Goethe said it best. That which disturbs your soul, you must not suffer.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe in shame?
When
love can conquer all, then why do you only feel
we have learned both to resign ourselves to the outward rule of fate and to recognize
in a line of
words
on my telephone.
In reflecting upon the different degrees of enjoyment presented to us in our contemplation of nature, we find that the first place must be assigned to a sensation that is wholly independent of the intensity of the physical phenomena presented to our view, or of the peculiar on the ocean ship, where the waves and the softly rippling of the
Confirmation of land in an indefinite region of the earth. Lines to a different source of enjoyment. Awakening the impression of bigger, more vivid, and more congenial circumstances of the which we call at one time the mind stirred by a sense of the grandeur of the face of nature, by the strife of the elements, to the recollection of I would instance among the most striking scenes of nature the calm sublimity of a tropical night when the stars not sparkle as in northern skies shed their soft and planetary light over the ocean. Or I would recall the deep valleys of the Cordilleras where the tall and slender palms pierce the leafy veil around them and waving on high their feathery and arrow-like branches for, as it were, a forest above a forest. Or I would describe the summit of the peak of Tenerife when a horizontal layer of clouds dazzling brightness has separated the cone of symphonies from the plain below. And suddenly the ascending current pierces the cloudy veil so that the eye of the traveler may range from the brink of the crater along the vine-clad slopes of Mount Tabor. It is not the peaceful charm uniformly spread over the face of nature that moves the heart, but rather the peculiar physiognomy and confirmation of the land. The features of the landscape, the ever-varying mountain mountains, and at one moment the horizon of the sea, whether it lies spread before us like a smooth and shining moon, or is dimly seen, all that the senses can do, imperfectly
possible,
all
that
is
right now, all that is right now.
being omnipotent matter rolls on its human existence. For man, and then today is the recent future. Tomorrow himself has to be free to go. The name is only the same, area of the great power, the lofty thought of the universe. Sustaining the power of terror to the slave of sin, the worship of the shrine that his own hands have built. Undismayed by the empire of chance, to preserve a mind free from the wanton tyranny that rules his outward life. Proudly defying the lures of the forces of power, knowing, knowledge, and condemnation, to sustain alone the rule and will be the world united with that, despite the threatening mind.
Thank you. choices.